AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Some warn you'll have to pay more for a lot of the items you buy if President Trump goes through with his plan to tax imports from Mexico beginning Monday. 5% to start with. The president's trying to pressure Mexico to stop immigrants from crossing the border illegally. Vice President Pence says Mexico's latest offer is encouraging. But whether it's enough is up to the president to decide. Tim McGuire reports.
Vice President Mike Pence in a speech in Pennsylvania.
We've made it very clear to our neighbors to the south. Mexico must do more.
Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard says another round is set for Friday morning.
We are advancing in order to reach an agreement.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Joe Biden is feeling the heat. He's been getting hammered for days by rivals and women's groups. Now he's reversing course and says he no longer supports a ban on using federal health care money to pay for abortions.
If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code.
Critics argued that the Congressional Hyde Amendment disproportionately affects poor women and women of color. The federal government is opening a new mass facility to hold immigrant teenagers in Texas. It's also thinking about detaining hundreds more young immigrants on three military bases in Georgia, Montana, and Oklahoma, according to officials. The top commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says Iran appears to have decided to step back and recalculate after apparently planning to attack U.S. forces there in response to a U.S. military buildup in the Persian Gulf area. Marine General Frank McKenzie warns, though it's too early to say, that Iran has abandoned plans for potential attacks against American interests. This is AP Radio News. Time to say goodbye to Britain's Theresa May, sort of. Her time as leader of her Conservative Party ends today.
Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping down as Conservative leader, defeated by her failure to take Britain out of the European Union on schedule. She will remain on as Prime Minister for a few weeks while the party picks a successor. So far, 11 Conservative lawmakers are jostling to replace her, including former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. The winner of the contest is likely to be announced in the week of July 22. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Walmart is offering to have one of its employees deliver fresh groceries and put them in your refrigerator, even if you're not home. It'll offer the service this fall for more than a million customers in three cities: Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Missouri, and Vero Beach, Florida. The new service is part of Walmart's drive to expand its shopping options. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.